So the other way I like with that is, I read this somewhere and I thought it was really great. So, you know, we all have an auric field around us. Now they can photograph it. It's a life force field. It's what you feel like if somebody stares at you too long. You know, you can't really feel eyesight, but that's them, their intention coming into your field. Or you can feel it like if somebody stands too close to you and they have bad vibes. Or in our family, we call it stinky energy. And or sometimes you'll go in someplace and you'll just feel it. Like if you go into a business room, conference room where there's been a fight, you can feel it. Some people's homes you go into and you just like, oh, you're so relaxed, right? And other people's homes you go into and you're kind of like, feel cold. That's, you know, that's your auric field perceiving information. And so one way to do it is you just say, aura, contract right now. And a mob, that's all a mob is. Everybody's fields are just blending and they're all going crazy together. And that's what you do not want to do. You want to manage your own energy. And the one description of this that I love to give is, you know, it's about entrainment. So think of, have you ever just been happy? Like for no good reason, you just feel good. And so you're like all up here singing, you could even be doing housework and it's all okay. You feel like really good, light. You know, the higher frequencies feel light. Like when you're giggling, you feel silly and light. Grief is very, very heavy, like feels like poundage on you. So you feel all good, and you get a phone call, and you answer it, and it's a friend, and they feel terrible. So they're like right down here, you're right up here. And what happens on this phone call? And they go, hey, thanks, I feel a lot better. They hang up, and you're like, oh my God, I need a coffee and a nap. Right? That means you entrained down, and they got to entrain up. But ideally, what we want to do is be able to stay up, no matter what we're hearing or seeing. Because believe me, you're all going to have a turn down here, and you're going to need somebody else to stay up around you. Make sense? So it's not personal, it's vibrational, and we do respond to it. Like you ever go to a comedy club? I mean, that stuff doesn't necessarily have to be funny. You're gonna laugh. It's contagious, right? And same thing with something serious. We can all be moved. We're all moved by story, by movies, because we have the same emotional scale within us. Right? So tapping doesn't change any of your memories, doesn't get rid of them. It just allows you more freedom in minding your own business and what you want to think and how you want to act or react. It just seems to do that by clearing glitches in the energy field.